Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to your Word this morning, we ask that you display, as it were, the Lord Jesus Christ before our eyes. We pray that you'll unpack to our minds and our hearts these amazing truths of what he has done to procure our salvation, so that we can be assured that he walks with us even this day in living glorious life, in resurrection reality, so that we can know that in him we will share one day a new body in a new heavens and a new earth. We ask it in his name and for his glory. Amen. So let's read Genesis chapter 22 together. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba, and Abraham stayed in Beersheba. I don't know how you are with tests, or how you were when you were at school. I used to hate them. They filled me with dread. Nothing was worse than when the teacher came into the classroom at the beginning of the lesson with those words, "Today we're going to have a test." So what is the point here? What is this saying to us? Now we know, and we've seen this in several places, that in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, these things are written down for us to point us to Jesus. And indeed, this section not just speaks of Jesus, this shouts of Jesus. It's hard to have prepared this morning because songs keep interrupting my heart. There's so many that just seem to overflow when you think of what God has done in his son Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And this is portrayed for us in part in this passage today. Why has God put this into your Bible? It's so that you can see what he does through his son. So we have the story of God's special man in God's special place at God's special time. God's special man in this old covenant story is Abraham, of course, the head of the new covenant to him, the covenant of promise, where God has brought them to a land which he says he will give to Abraham's descendants. And Abraham has no child. We know all of this from the past story. And God miraculously provides for him a son born to an old woman and an old man, and the woman at that who was barren. And first of all, then we see this special man is a man whose faith has been forged by his experience and now comes to be tested. And it points us forward to the time when another father would give his only son. Notice how God describes him. He knows exactly what he's asking Abraham. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac. He even calls him by name. The only possibility of you actually seeing these promises come to fruition, Abraham, I want you to take him and I want you to sacrifice him. And we're told in the New Testament that Abraham counts it that God, if necessary, will raise Isaac from the dead after he has been sacrificed and killed. Secondly, we see this is in the special place that God chooses. Go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you. And Moriah and this mountain in particular is a foundation for the future. There was the site that ultimately would be the place where Jerusalem was built. And here was the place where the altar would be, which would see thousands more sacrifices conducted under the administration of a priesthood ordained by God to that service. But ultimately, looking forward, even those things being a shadow of the substance, the reality, which would be the giving of God's own son on that same mountain, in that same place, not on an altar, but on a cross, and for your sins and for mine. The special place of sacrifice, which we need to remember and come back to again and again. And we do so whenever we break bread and drink wine together, when we pronounce the words, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for you so that you can be forgiven." What love could do this? And the words of the song pour from my heart. My sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Here is where more mercy is poured out. Here is where love is seen. In the cross of Calvary. It's all here, isn't it? Relentless sacrifice. The time when the knife was stayed in the hand of Abraham and his son was spared. There is substitution. A ram is provided by God in the place of the sacrifice of the son. There is the offering of faith as Isaac himself surrenders to his father's will and is obedient to it. A special man, a special place at God's special time. The advent of the covenant of Abraham, the covenant of promise, which underwrites and underlies the future promise when God would provide not just for Abraham and one nation, the Jewish nation, but for all nations a blessing so vast that it would stretch into eternity. And if you are a Christian this morning, you are a part of that blessing. You are a child of Abraham. So let there be a song of praise in your heart this day as you exalt the one who gave himself to the knife for you, who laid down his life so that you might live and live forever. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, how can we thank you enough for giving us your Son? Lord Jesus, we come and we fall at your feet. We see the scars in our mind's eye, as it were, in your hands and your feet, and the spear wound in your side. And we hear your voice saying, I did this for you. So great is your love that you laid down your life for us. So in knowledge of that this morning, in the light of resurrection, the other side of that 3-day tomb, may we walk in newness of life and give glory to you. In your name we pray. Amen.